Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to the Share Talk podcast. Today I'm joined by Craig Brown, who's CEO at ECR Minerals. How are you today, Craig?
Good, thank you. Extremely busy. It's a very busy time for the company. We have a lot on the go at the moment.
Okay, well, today's news came out as an RNS regarding an asset sale. Could you tell us a bit about that, please?
Okay, we disposed of some of our non-core assets. I mean, we've acquired or picked up and applied for a substantial number of licenses which have been awarded in Victoria. I mean, we had a total of six licenses, but basically covering three projects, five projects. Bayliston, Creswick, which are our core assets, which we have made discoveries on and we've proven the gold mineralization. Then we had Avoca, which we did some drilling on in 2017, and also Timor and Moonbull, which we've done very little work on. We did a surface sampling program on Timor, and but Moonbull, really, it's just been geochem sampling to date. And, you know, they require a lot more funding to do the development. And because we've already made discoveries on Creswick and Bayliston, we decided we're better off focusing and converting those into a resource and a mine rather than doing too much in the way of brownfields exploration.
Right, and so with this rejig and sale, where does that leave the rest of the ECR portfolio at the moment?
Well, can I go a little bit into the deal which we did? We've disposed of the three non-core assets for $2.5 million, or up to $2.5 million. Half a million has been paid immediately, another $1 million upon the conversion into a resource, and another $1 million based on production. So whatever's produced, we get a dollar for every ounce or gold equivalent produced from those mines. So, you know, we're quite certain that based on the activity in the area that we should recover that $2 million. So it is a positive situation. In addition, we completed a placing recently and we raised £500,000. It was oversubscribed. So, you know, with the $500,000 plus this £500,000, you know, we've certainly got cash for a very long time, and we hope to receive additional revenue both from the royalty type payments on these two, on the disposal of these assets, but also we disposed of our Argentinian assets earlier this year, and there's another $2 million due upon commercial production over time on those assets. And so we're pretty pleased that we have, you know, $2 million Australian and $2 million US potentially coming in to finance the company going forward, and we have a large amount of cash. And the interesting thing is that we're entitled to a research and development refund paid for by the Australian government on the assets which we disposed of. So the net cost to us was something like it was $282,000 Australian was the cost of our expenditure after claiming back the R&D refund. So for us to sell them and get $500,000 up front, we've already made a profit just on the initial disposal. That's before the $2 million going forward. So we've made a substantial profit out of it. So we're quite pleased that by doing a little bit of work on these projects, you can sell them off for substantially more. Regarding our two other assets in Victoria, the Creswick and Bayliston, I mean, Bayliston was a new discovery. Bayliston has numerous prospects in it, but three prospects where we've actually drilled out and found mineralization. Black Cat, which is more of a quartz vein type deposit. HR3, which consists of both quartz veins and disseminated Carling type style mineralization, which is within close proximity to the Fosterville gold mine, and then Blue Moon, which is a new discovery for us. And drilling down into that, we found quite high economic grades, which we've only had two drill programs, one in 2018, one in 2019. 2018, it was a new discovery in Victoria, and I think it was one of the only new discoveries that year. but that mineralization is continuous, so we wish to drill along strike and prove it up and convert it into a resource. Creswick is a substantially larger project. I mean, you know, we are talking multi-million ounces on Creswick, but having said that, the ground is quite faulted, so we're having to do a lot more drilling to prove it up into that resource category. But and our expectations are we might spend, at the end of the day, 25 to 30 million actually drilling it out. But if our expectations are correct, then, you know, we could have $8 billion worth of gold in the ground. So, you know, we've got to spend 20 to 30 million, but potentially the return is $8 billion worth of gold. So we're looking for a joint venture partner, and we have a number of large, very large gold producers and mid-tier producers who are currently completing due diligence on that project to look at developing it further. So, you know, it's a positive development all around. So we can focus on our two core assets in Australia in order to take things forward.
I mean, clearly the gold price is helping you, and presumably it will continue to help you. Presumably that's also drumming up a lot of interest in your project.
Correct, the gold price is, but, you know, for a lot of these assets, I mean, you know, if you get the right asset, it doesn't matter if the gold price is low, providing the costs of actual extraction are low, you can still be making a substantial profit. So even in and particularly in Victoria, where the average grade, which was mined back in historical times, was like 15 grams per ton. I mean, Fosterville, the main Fosterville gold mine owned by Kirkland Lake Gold, the, you know, the average grade going through their plants, 32 grams per ton. I mean, you know, so you're looking at $1,900 Australian dollar ore, or no, it's actually probably slightly more than that now, $1,600 US dollars an ounce. I mean, you've got an ounce per ton earth, so it doesn't cost that much to dig it up and put it through a plant. You might be spending $50 in total, and you've got $1,600 worth of gold sitting in there. But, you know, obviously there's admin overhead costs, and, you know, the Fosterville gold mine is making a fortune at the moment.
Right, I mean, it's difficult to conduct any interview at the moment without mentioning COVID-19. How much is work affected by that, and how much is the technology mitigating that?
Well, we're regarded as a essential business in Victoria and all throughout Australia. So from that point of view, we can still work, we can still operate. So there are no problems as far as COVID-19 affecting us. I mean, Australia's had a very minimal death toll from COVID-19. And so, you know, from that point of view, things are very positive. I mean, we haven't got the infection rates, and, you know, they've been doing a substantial amount of testing. So in Australia, things are relatively fine and it's unaffected. The only restriction is actually travelling to Australia. And the issue there is that when you arrive, you have to do a 14-day quarantine. Unfortunately, the only direct flights we have are to Perth, and so you'd have to do a 14-day quarantine there. And because, you know, of the government structure in Australia, each state has their own rules. And so when you fly from Western Australia or Perth down to Victoria, you have to do a further 14-day quarantine, which means that travel to Australia is difficult now. But we have a team of specialists on the ground, and Dr. Rodney Boucher is our chief geologist, and he's running things, and he has a team of staff who are still working away and progressing on with things. So, you know, COVID-19 really hasn't affected us at all, except as far as overseas travel to actually get to Australia. But because we have a team on the ground who live in the state, then things are working fine, and so there's no really no effect whatsoever.
Right, and in terms of near-term updates, are we still quite busy in that respect in terms of potential RNSs?
Yes, well, we've got a very small proposed drilling program for Creswick just to identify the gold. We recently did some iron staining tests, so we identified the structures and the levels at which the gold's sitting at, and so we can determine how the ground has been broken up. I mean, you know, a lot of Victoria is basalt, so you have a lot of you know, iron ore around the area, but you know, a lot of the mineralization is actually sitting in sedimentary rocks, and the gold has transitioned over time as a result of leaching through acid leaching, and so often we have a layer or a bed of mineralization sitting in a certain area which will be very high grade, and so you know, you'll go through low grade sections and you'll come across this really high grade section, and we can follow that along as to where it is and at what depth, and so that's kind of the key area that you want to mine.
Okay, well, we'll see. It sounds quite enticing in terms of the story. Craig Brown, CEO at ECR Minerals, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.